Tentor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Conquered by the Highlander by Eliza Knight, narrated by Anthony Ferguson. Prologue. Isle of Skye, Scorybriac Castle, October 1290. She should have eaten her supper. A lass who disobeyed her elders would be punished, and now it seemed Breena Mac Nicale had brought the devil into their house. Mama and Dar would surely blame her for it. Huddling with her sister, Kirsten, in the nursery, she watched their governess, Meg, shove a chest in front of the door with every ounce of strength she had. Sweat beaded on her upper lip and her grey-streaked hair fell limply from her bun. From below, they could hear screams and crashes as a battle raged inside their walls. Less than an hour had passed since the castle had been swarmed by enemy warriors, and the warning bells of a siege had tolled. Just over an hour had passed since Meg had sworn Breena would bring hellfire upon them for her wicked temperament. But what lass would eat lamb's tongue? Breena was certain the unsightly fare had been Meg's way of revenge, since Breena had put a toad under her pillow. And now hellfire had come. Kirsten shivered, her lip trembling. Her sister's fear pulled Breena back to the present. At any moment, Kirsten would break out into great sobs. Sobs that would pull the attention of the warrior devils up to the nursery. They'd hack them to death. That's what enemies did. They killed everyone. Breena didn't want that. Of the two of them, Breena was definitely the strongest, and she should be. She was born.